Well, I mean, you know, putting a piece of meat
seasoned.
Right.
Seasoned.
Right. Is there anything in particular you call that piece of meat?
Well, some folks call it sawbelly. We didn't. We just call it a piece of hog meat. Mm-hmm. With that meat.
So, sawbelly would be mostly fat?
Yeah. That's what you refer to when they call it. I never heard it referred to except bulk. And you'd buy that just that old fat stuff. Where we raised it, well, I never heard it referred to as sawbelly.
Would it make any difference what you call it if it was mostly lean?
Well, there'd be certain pieces that'd be mostly lean, like ham. You can make bacon out of it, square shoulder, loin bone, or whatever that is. Backbone.
What about streak of lean? You ever heard of that?
What?
Streak of lean?
Streak of lean? I never heard it referred to as that. Sometimes they'd say, got to put a heavy streak of lean in it, or something like that. I never heard it called, no piece of meat called streak of lean.
Well, say if you were going to buy yourself a lot of bacon and you didn't want to buy it sliced up, you'd say that you were going to buy yourself a whole
slab of bacon.
Would that be the same thing as a middling?
Yes. Same thing.
What about meat that's been kept too long and it doesn't taste good anymore? What would you say about it? You say it's done.
Cut too long?
Been kept too long.
Kept too long. Fresh meat.
Rancid.
I want to get him what I want to know. I know what he's talking about. He called it tainted.
Call it what?
Tainted.
Tainted meat, yeah.
The fresh meat.
Huh?
The fresh meat would be tainted, but that meat that kept too long is rancid.
Would be what?
Rancid.
Now that's referring to the taste.
Smell.
Not the quality, I don't reckon. I reckon it'd be both.
That's it.
Both.
What would you say about butter that had been kept too long and
stale? Butter, stale. Rancid.
You ever heard people use the word funky? It's got a funky smell or funky
odor? Yeah, I've heard that a little bit.
How would they use that word? What would they say?
I couldn't hardly answer that because I don't know. Some people refer to one thing is that a way and some to another. They just have a kind of offset to it with what it was supposed to be.
Right. Do you reckon an older person might be more likely to say something like that, use that word?
I wouldn't say. I think maybe... I never heard that used when I was growing up, as much as I have since I was growing up.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you call, talking about fruit, do you have a type of peach around here that the seed's real hard to get out, you have to get in and cut it out?
It's a pressed peach. You don't have none around here, no kind of none.
No.
Yeah. Hard. There's some few people who got an orchard.
What about the other kind where the seed comes out pretty
clear sweet?
Clear sweet. Do people around here ever cut up either peaches or apples and set them out in the sun to dry?
Yeah. Pull them dried up.
What do you use those for?
Making pies or apple tarts, which is a little old pie. You know what apple tart is?